waren ganzes in süßes Balances, wieder entfiel es in Unheilro. Wieder ganzes in süßes Balances, wieder entfiel es in shall we give to the Son of the Virgin? What can we give that the babe will enjoy? First we shall give him a tray full of raisins. Then we shall offer sweet figs to the boy. First we shall give him a tray.
Thank you. Welcome to worship on this holy night of our dear Savior's birth. I invite you to prepare your hearts now for worship. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the refining fire of the Holy Spirit, and the love of God be with you always. With you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first lesson is from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is from the book of Titus. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age, to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own, who are zealous for good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ child. Amen. Ask just about anybody, and I bet you they will tell you the greatest miracle of all miracles is the birth of a child. For parents, the anticipation of a precious new life coming into the world ignites hopes and dreams for a bright future. A long and prosperous life for their unborn child. For grandparents and great-grandparents, the mere thought of seeing another generation blossom and grow brings unparalleled joy and warmth to their hearts. And for aunts like me, another generation coming into the world, a niece or a nephew, and more recently, the addition of the next generation of great-nephews and great-nieces has always sparked within me a deep sense of gratitude for the miracle of new life. Having said that, I still find it utterly amazing that one child's birth, a birth that took place over 20 centuries ago, is still being celebrated even today. Truly, without a doubt, the birth of Jesus is the greatest miracle this world has ever known. In part because the birth of the Christ child still has the power to ignite hopes and dreams in the hearts of so many people. Even now. And in part because down through the centuries, this miraculous birth has continued to bring people together. On this holy night, men and women and children of all ages, all around the world, ordinary people like you and like me, have already gathered, or are gathering even as I speak, or will soon be gathering together to celebrate this miracle of all miracles, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. And yet, as we gather here tonight, on this most holy night, I can't help but wonder what has drawn you here tonight. I'm sure there are a variety of reasons. For some, it's the collective voices and ensembles bringing the sound of joyful music to our ears, and the masterful musicians who are creating the beautiful music that has reverberated through the rafters. Or maybe it's the chance for you to sing one of your favorite Christmas carols that takes you right back to your childhood. It doesn't matter. Whether it's the bright glow of the light shining through the darkness, the smell of the evergreen tree wafting in the air, hearing the readings from the ancient scriptures reminding us of our dear Savior's humble beginnings, doesn't matter. Whether it's simply the tradition of being together with multiple generations of extended family members whose roots are embedded in Central's rich history, or perhaps the hopes of seeing if your crush from youth group shows up tonight. Doesn't matter. Whether it's simply your desire to keep peace in the family, or perhaps a deep longing within to hear once again the message of peace on earth, goodwill toward all. None of it really matters, because you are here. And that's what matters. Amidst all the preparations and expectations of the season, and no matter what your reason for being here is, I hope and pray that you are filled with joy by this Christ child's birth and the power of God's words to bring comfort and hope, a hope that transcends any and all of the possible scenarios that actually drew you here tonight. And since I believe in full disclosure, the truth is, whatever your reason for being here doesn't really matter. Don't get me wrong. With God as my witness, I can honestly say that I am glad you're here tonight. But I can also say that without the miracle of the Christ child's birth, none of us would be here, including me. There would be no reason for us to celebrate or even acknowledge the birth of a child born in some stable in a remote, faraway village over 2,000 years ago, or anywhere else for that matter. No, if it weren't for this particular birth, the birth of God's only begotten and beloved Son, if it weren't for the mysterious and miraculous birth of Jesus, this day would be just another day. But it's not just another day. And while it's true that we have come here for a variety of reasons, One of the greatest miracles of Christmas is that we keep coming back. Again and again we come. We come because someone or something has drawn us here. Because whether we count ourselves among the doubters, the skeptics, the agnostics, the realists, the wanderers, the seekers, or even the spiritual but not religious type, the fact remains, we have all gathered together here in this sacred place on this holy night to experience once again a miracle like none other. And frankly, the greatest miracle of all is that an all-knowing, ever-present, all-powerful God would actually choose to take on human flesh and enter into human history as a vulnerable baby boy born in a lowly manger. Think about it. Who in heaven's name would do such a thing? And yet that's exactly what our God did. This God incarnate, this God in the flesh, this God fully divine and fully human, this God who created all that exists and at once deemed it good, this God, our God, chose to take an enormous risk by becoming human like us, risking reputation, rejection, abandonment, humility, betrayal, even death on a cross, to breathe new life into this world and to fill the human heart with love, a love like no other. Ultimately, I believe it is this very love that is personified for us in the very real flesh and blood of Jesus Christ that somehow keeps drawing us back to hear this truly unbelievable yet miraculous good news. For unto us a child is born, in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And so in closing, may the light of Christ shine upon you, and may the love of the Christ child's miraculous birth fill you with peace in this very moment, on this holy night, in this sacred space. To him be all glory and honor, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you. Guided by the light of Christ, let us pray for the coming dawn of joy, healing, and comfort for all God's people. Your great compassion, O God, has increased our joy. Give us gratitude each day for your light and for the bread of life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Because of your generosity, the trees clap their hands, the deep waters teem with varied creatures, and the stars burn with distant fire. Make us grateful for all that you call us to nurture and protect. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Because you know our need for order, you have given us nations, cities, and neighborhoods. Raise up among us leaders to govern with justice and peace for all and to oppose what harms the vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you have given us to each other to encourage, support, and challenge. Give us hearts that remember your most precious gift of all, who comes to us in the Christ child. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Because you are a God of healing and renewal, you make whole what is broken. We beg your mercy on all who find this time of year a burden. Strengthen the grieving and comfort those who struggle with chronic pain, illness, or addiction. We pray especially for those we hold in our hearts this night, and for all who suffer in silence, in secret, or in shame. Lord, in your mercy, we give you thanks, O God, for those before us who witnessed to your presence and taught us to pray and strengthened us in the truth. We pray that we might share with them in that eternal feast at the heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of the Christ child be with you all. At this time, we'll invite the ushers to come forward as we continue our worship, receiving our tithes and offerings. Let us also prepare our hearts to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, a visible sign of God's grace given freely to us.
Let us pray. God with us, you came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things. And then, through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, born of Mary, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. do this for the remembrance of me. Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. We give you thanks, O God, for the precious gift of your Son, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. And as soon as the worship leaders are in place, the ushers will be directing you. Starting in the middle pews, they'll direct the front half of the church to come forward. There'll be two stations up front, one on my left, one on my right. And starting in the middle going backwards, there will be two stations back by the baptismal font. So at the direction of the ushers, we invite you to come either forward or going backward and receive the bread broken and given for you. For these are gifts given freely to us, the people of God.
Thank you.
And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. On this day, O God, you gave us Christ the Son to save us. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end as we share with others the joy that fills us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
And now receive the benediction. May Christ, who by his incarnation has filled us with grace, grant you peace this Christmas and always. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen.